We have made it to a Friday. After that crossover, we may not make it to 11.
Legitimately.
We got 11 minutes to go. Welcome in on this 30th of July, the start of football camp in Lincoln. It's hazy outside, it's warm, and it's going to be a busy now 3 hours. Coming up here in a little bit, Brian Munson from Husker Online will join us. Brian Christopherson, Dan Lust, sports and entertainment attorney, will stop by at noon, and then Dirk Chatelain comes up at 1. We have lots to discuss from yesterday in Lincoln to what a sports late afternoon into the early evening last night. Whether it was the Major League Baseball trade deadline that was crazy yesterday with trades, and we have until 3 o'clock today. Cub fans, come on in. We can do this together as our team is dismantled. Never do we have like a happy ending. It just seems like we have unhappy endings. I was content with the Cubs moving on because they have to. They're not close to a World Series team. I was not expecting Anthony Rizzo to be traded. That one hit me. Chris Bryant, I had prepared myself. Even Baez. I know Kimbrel. Zach Davies. Anthony Rizzo, that hit me differently as he was traded to the Yankees. And then we got Scherzer and Turner from the Nationals to the Dodgers. And ironically, you have the Cubs and the Nats that are playing this weekend in D.C. Then you had Westbrook goes from Washington to the Lakers. We got things to discuss. We got the NBA draft, which includes a red and a blue Nebraska player going. Banton to Toronto. Zegarowski to Brooklyn. How about that? Both of those guys go close to each other. One goes at 46. The other goes at 49. What a sports day yesterday if you were in Los Angeles or in D.C. with your NBA team and your Major League Baseball team. We'll talk a little bit about the NBA draft and more, and some stuff that is still out there from Oklahoma and Texas. I think something is going to rise in the discussion about Oklahoma, Texas, who, for the next 3, 4, 5 years, maybe 1 year, are going to remain in the Big 12. What's that going to be like? But what it would be like if we had a college football commissioner? Is that going to happen? We will discuss all of that as we roll till 2 on the final day of the week. And before we do that, this has just come down from the 24/7 site that covers Washington State. Washington State and Nebraska have reached an agreement in principle to play each other in a home-and-home football series. CougFan.com is where you can find it. Washington State will travel to Lincoln in 2030, and Nebraska will go to Pullman in 2031. Make your plans now. I was just recently in Pullman. If you need some tips on where to stay and how beautiful Spokane is in that area where you fly into, and then you drive up to Pullman. So Nebraska and Washington State, 2030, 2031. It was now the last official act of Bill Moose. This is according to CougFan.com. The source who asked not to be identified said contracts still must be signed, and the arrangement was the last act as the athletic director at Nebraska for Bill Moose. To go back and play the school that he was just recently the athletic director at before he came to Lincoln. All right, 10:52. We're off and running. I think it's going to be a busy day again. We'll keep an eye on what's going on with Major League Baseball. It's been a fairly good start for the Olympics. Olympic baseball. Bubba Starling had a nice day today for the U.S. Baseball team that won. And the U.S. women's soccer team won in penalty kicks over the Netherlands. They survived.
I thought it was going to be late
for
the show.
They move on. Yeah, that was...
I wasn't leaving my house.
That was a tension convention. Mm-hmm. There's George. I'm Gary. Brian Munson, Brian Christopherson, Dan Lust, and Dirk Chatelain. All to join the party with all of you on a Friday edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.